Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ever since last summer, when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, the 50-year decision, leaving the question of abortion access up to the states, it's become apparent the issue of whether Ohio restricts abortion or allows it, in most cases, will come to a head soon, likely with a statewide ballot issue. A coalition of pro-abortion rights groups known as Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom is getting closer all the time to putting a state constitutional amendment on the ballot that would guarantee Ohio women access to abortion in most cases. Ohio voters could end up voting on such a constitutional amendment as soon as November of this year. The Pro-Abortion Rights Coalition has taken a number of steps already to put the complicated and expensive process of getting an amendment on the ballot. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson has written about the coming collision of pro- and anti-abortion forces in Ohio. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So first, tell us about Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom. Who are they? What have they been doing recently to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot?
Well, this is a group made up of many pro-abortion rights groups around the state, most notably the ACLU of Ohio and Planned Parenthood Advocates of Ohio. These two groups are kind of leading the effort with help from their national organizations. And now they're just beginning a long, laborious process of getting ballot access and ultimately conducting a statewide petition drive that will require getting the signatures of hundreds of thousands of Ohio voters. It's likely to cost millions of dollars just to get the issue on the ballot, and millions more to convince Ohio voters to pass it. But these organizations have deep pockets, and the first thing they have to do is submit ballot language to the Ohio Attorney General's office. The AG then has to sign off on the language and send it off to the Ohio ballot board for final approval. And all this has to happen before they can go out collecting the bulk of the signatures.
So do you know what they want the ballot language to say?
Well, we know that the coalition has draft language that they have to submit to the Attorney General by the end of February. But right at this point, they're not saying exactly what it will say. Will it call for a complete green light for abortions under any circumstances at any point in a pregnancy? Or will it ban third trimester abortions except to save the life of the mother? I mean, we just don't know that yet. And we won't until the proposed ballot language is finally presented to the Ohio Attorney General.
So in the meantime, can the pro-abortion rights groups plan a campaign to convince voters?
Yes, they can, and they are. Recently, Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom took the fight to another level when they announced that a Washington, D.C.-based political strategy group called Mission Control, Inc. has been hired to shape the message for Ohio voters. Now, that move really got the attention of anti-abortion groups because of Mission Control, Inc.'s recent track record in ballot battles over abortion. It's the same firm which did the messaging last year in Kansas and Kentucky, where they helped defeat constitutional amendments placed on the ballot by Republican state legislators. And these ballots would have virtually eliminated abortion as an option for women in both states. What was particularly surprising in those states was neither Kansas nor Kentucky is exactly a hotbed of liberal thought. I mean, they are definitely red states, with plenty of evangelical voters for whom abortion is anathema. But the reaction in Ohio political circles was that if they can pull it off in Kentucky and Kansas, they may well be able to pull it off in Ohio too. After all, the polling in Ohio has consistently showed that a majority of Ohioans support abortion access in some form. Of course, as always, the devil's in the details.
What do the anti-abortion rights groups in Ohio have to say about the effort?
Well, as you might imagine, Ohio Right to Life and its affiliated organizations vow to fight this with every tool they have at their disposal. And they have quite a tool belt in terms of deep pockets for a campaign and people to organize opposition, especially in the Catholic and the evangelical churches. They say this can never happen in Ohio because there are too many people who value life too much to turn a state over to the abortion industry. The problem with that argument, Marianne, is that Right to Life leaders in both Kansas and Kentucky were saying the same things last year at this time, and we know what happened.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his Politically Speaking column at WVXU.org.